What's going on, everybody? I'm Mara.
And I'm Tez.
And welcome back to Sisters Who Kill. You know, COVID-19 was/is a very hard time because COVID is definitely not over. It's very much still a thing. And I remember during the shutdown that it was specifically hard for me because I don't like everybody like that. Even when I do like a person, if I spend too much time with them, I'll stop liking you like that. And it seemed to be a growing trend as the pandemic went on.
Our players this week are Jalen Thomas, our victim and Caitlin's boyfriend, and Caitlin Maris, our murderess.
Caitlin Selena Maris was born on May 7th, 1998. Ooh, the day after me. My birthday's coming up, May 6th. But she was born on May 7th, 1998 to her mother, Diane Walken Maris. From what I could find on Facebook, she has at least one sister, Victoria, but I couldn't really find much about her background because on Facebook she only has a few posts and that's it. What I do know is that she graduated from Pottstown Senior High School, and that is in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if she actually went to college, and I'm inclined to think that she didn't because one of her posts on Facebook talked about joking and had a meme about working as a DSP. So I was like, what's a DSP? And according to my Google search, a DSP is a direct support professional.
Oh, man.
And a direct support. What?
Just the way you set that up. Because I was going through this and I said, what is a DSP? But I forgot to look it up. So the way you set it up by saying, I guess she was joking, I thought DSP stood for something else.
No, it was a meme, and it was like, so a DSP works with providing assistance for those that are disabled, differently abled, and helping them with job coaching, employment, helping them integrate into the real world. And the meme was something like, when your client is making a whole bunch of noises and then you're like, son of a bitch, I'm in. And it was like a Rick and Morty thing. And so it seemed like the joke that she was trying to do online was talking about working with people that may have different speeches or may be differently abled. And it's probably funnier if you're in that working community than me as somebody outside of it looking in. But I also looked up the qualifications for a DSP, and you really only need a high school diploma or the equivalent and getting a DSP certification.
The joke, when you said she was joking and said DSP, I thought you was going to say you looked it up and it stood for Dick Sucking Pro.
I'm not sure if she is that type of DSP.
I was just like, what did it stand for? What's the joke?
Maybe somebody that knew her will come forth and let us know about that. Maybe she was, because, you know, she did have a boyfriend. They connected and they started dating around like early, mid 2019. And her boyfriend, who maybe she was that type of DSP too, his name was Jalen M. Thomas.
Jalen M. Thomas was born on September 8th of 1995 in Pottstown.
All these dates, it's all coming back to me now.
In Pottstown, Pennsylvania. And he grew up with his mom, Amber Thomas. Don't know that his dad was in the picture. Didn't hear many things about Pops, but we do know that he had two brothers, Javon and Nicholas. Jalen also went to Pottstown Senior High School as well. Although they weren't in the same grade, they did know each other, or at least seen each other around, because you had went to the same school.
They had like a 3-year age difference. So in my mind, I was like, oh, it's like we know people that knew you and your twin when y'all were freshmen. They also knew your older sister, who was a senior at the time, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was giving that, or like we knew Sticky, but we also didn't know Sticky unless you were on the sports team.
Yeah. And or even like your elective classes, you might come across some seniors in there. So like I had like seniors in my workshop class or in my jewelry design class. So there's different ways for y'all to integrate. And he has two brothers. One of them could have easily been in her grade making that connection. We don't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anywho, Jalen goes on to graduate, and he ends up going to and graduating from Montgomery County Community College. And then he gets a job for Drainman Plumbing. Overall, Jalen was a family man. Like, he loved being around his family. He loved music. He loved drawing. He loved sports. He was just a very kind person. And I even described him as, like, mature beyond his years. You know them people who just been old their whole life?
Yes. I love those people, honestly.
That's like Kevin James, for real.
Listen, and now he got money. Listen,
my mommy has been telling me since kindergarten that boy was going to have money. You see how focused he is?
Listen, you missed your chance,
girl, she tried. And then she said, then Alizé and him was talking for a little bit. She's like, you better get on it, Jay. That boy's going to be a doctor. And a doctor he is.
With big money. There's a couple other people that, like, I knew was going to be rich, and now they're rich and they got, like, hot girlfriends. Hi Lee. He has, do you keep up with him?
Because, like, I haven't heard that in so long.
He was an IB student.
I remember Hi Lee, and everybody used to say hi.
And oh my gosh, he drives a great car. He has a great job. His girlfriend is hot. I'm like, you better fucking go. Because he's always been cool. Like, he was always, like, cool as fuck. And now he's cool and rich. Hi. He's so cool. Even his Instagram name is I'm So High. And I'm like, you're a doctor. Talk about some I'm So High. I love it.
Now that is good.
Them the only rich niggas that came out of our school, because everybody else is hustling like us.
There was a boom.
Oh, okay. The girls. Okay. Yeah. A lot. She's got her life together. She's always had her life together, too.
I remember we were in class, and the upstairs toilet was flooding, and our classroom was underneath it, and the ceiling was literally caving in. We had a trash can in the middle of the room catching, like, the ceiling breaking off from the flooding. My teacher was so upset, she didn't want to teach anymore. This is ninth grade. And Boone was like, what do you mean you're not going to teach? She was like, I'm trying to go to college. Okay. You need to continue with this lesson. And they ended up making us move to another classroom because she demanded that we continue learning. You don't play.
So much change from when we all sat together in chemistry. Actually, no, it didn't change. The reason that you and I even had a fighting chance is because she said between us.
I loved Boom.
And she was okay with people cheating.
I've known her since, like, elementary school, so she's always been down, but she gonna make sure she's together, and together right. She is.
To this day. You go, girl. She look good, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Back to Jalen, the story. I also saw one of his aunts talk about it. He just loved dogs. He loved my dog so much. He was so responsible. I used to let him dog sit. My dog loved him more than me. You know them dogs that love somebody else more? There's no one that my dog loves more than me, but you know how your dog get excited about seeing certain people? He was the person that everybody was excited to see. And so when him and Caitlin got together, it really worked out. Like, Jalen is a really handsome guy. Caitlin is a really pretty girl. They hit it off and things were going really well. And after 6 months of being together, they decided that they were going to move in together in an apartment in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, which is, they're still young. Like, he's 24, she's 21. You're still in your home city where y'all both were living with your parents and didn't want to move back in there or whatever. But, like, 6 months and then deciding y'all gonna move in with somebody is, you know what? It's a move that 21-year-old Marat would have definitely made. So I get it.
Especially during COVID.
Let me stop.
That was everybody's thing. People were literally making decisions.
This is not COVID yet. It's not COVID yet. Like, this is before COVID. They moved in together and then COVID hit. Within 6 months of them dating, they moved in together. Because they got together, like, early 2019. And so, of course, they think that everything's going to be fine. November goes. They probably did a cute Christmas. I don't know how that Christmas went. And then, boom, the pandemic hits. World shuts down. And that's hard for anybody. It was hard for somebody that was just living. But to have the pandemic hit and all of a sudden you're indoors, it seems like it's going to be a great idea. Indoors.
But also, like, contexting the time, it seemed like this was going to be a temporary thing, but it was temporarily indefinite.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was excited about 2 weeks at home.
Right. 2 weeks at home, we was like lit. I loved having the weeks off of work, but now I want to do something. Now I want to see people.
Exactly.
Like, that social part of you starts churning like,
And when the only person in your face is the other person, and honestly, you don't even know that person like that, for real, let's be real, it can turn into your bitch eating crackers very quick. Like, I think about for me, the pandemic hit me in a very weird time in my life. I was in New York thinking that my career was about to start as an actress. I happened to have a sublease from January to March, and the plan was I was going to take that time to find me an apartment and actually live in New York, and my life was going to be amazing. And then beginning of March, I had this amazing internship, and they were just like, see you in 2 weeks. And then after week one of those 2 weeks, they were just like, thank you so much for this amazing time that you've put in with us. And I was like, it's March. I'm supposed to be here till May. Like, I just got started. And all of us at the internship are like, did we get fired? And I was like, no, guys, we got laid off. It's the pandemic. So I lost my little amazing job. And then I had to move. I quarantined at your place. And that was cool. I love you. Didn't want to stay there long. And then I had to go down and stay with, you remember where I stayed after that? Because remember, yep. I broke up with that girl and then she started crying. So we got back together, but it worked out because we were together. So I could go quarantine at you and your parents' place. That was a time. Poor thing.
Yeah.
She just got used. So sorry. So sorry. I know you don't listen. I know I'm blocked. So sorry I used you like that. And your sweet little parents. You just keep on using me until you use me up. But anyways, the pandemic was hard. Like, and I didn't like none of y'all, but everybody needed a place to stay. And Caitlin and Jalen, another little rhyming name almost, just like last week, they started just nitpicking at each other and everything was something. And they just were arguing all the time. Like everything was an argument. And Caitlin was jealous. Like, who are you talking to? Why are you always on your phone? We're quarantined together, so why are you not looking at me?
It's April 16th, 2020. It's really sinking in that this COVID thing is going to go on for some time.
Right. We've passed the two-week mark.
We are past the two-week mark. Everybody's fed up now.
Food's running out. We got to go back to the grocery stores and grab something because we only prepped for 2 weeks.
People are buying all the sewing machines, trying to make masks.
Oh my gosh. I think that's what I bought mine.
Yes. Yes, it is. Everybody was making masks and selling them. Some were giving away free masks. That was the thing to do, is go and collect masks.
Everybody was figuring out TikTok. This is the time when nobody knew how to add your music to your TikTok. And everybody was doing the Savage Dance. Here we are.
Yeah, this is the point in time that we're in. And Caitlin and Jalen are chilling or watching TV, Family Guy to be exact. Peter said some shit, and Jalen laughed a little too hard, which made Caitlin kind of turn and be like, eh. Jalen brushed it off. And now Caitlin's feeling dismissed, which is making her suspicious. Jalen, again, being dismissive, it's not that serious. Homeboy decides it's time to take a nap, so he goes to sleep on the couch. But Caitlin, mind is racing. You know where she's going to find answers?
What the fuck is this nigga doing?
Jalen ain't going to give her answers. His phone sure the fuck will.
I bet it will, girl.
And she found what she was looking for.
I bet you did, girl.
And what she found was Jalen all up on his ex's Twitter profile, as if he was checking up on her and keeping tags on her. What you worried about what she got going on for? Why is there a heart on her comment? It doesn't make sense.
Because you got me fucked
up. To a 21-year-old.
Yeah. I just remember me at 21 being this crazy.
I'm telling you, Ross skated by being a murderess. So many times she was like, but I get it. So for Caitlin, it's very much getting weird. We live together. We pay bills together. Like, at this point, we're practically married. Because she's 21. She's got some splaining to do. She wakes him up, and of course, now they back arguing, and it's time, you know, it probably got a little escalated, because Jalen's like, you woke me up for some bullshit, like, I already told you to leave that shit alone before I went to sleep, and you decided to wake me up to keep this shit going. The apartment is only so big, like, you can't escape each other, you're just right there on top of each other every single fucking day, and they're at it, they're spitting and spatting. And Caitlin gets so upset that she throws Jalen's phone against the wall, like just throws it across the living room. Jalen gets up like, now you destroying property? And he pushed her and ended up slapping her across the back of her head as he did it.
Was it a slap or was it like a push mush?
Like, I don't know. For me, it gave like a push mush.
That's what it was giving. That's what it was giving. Readings, yeah.
Right. Caitlyn gets up and she ain't like that shit at all. First, you done disrespected me by playing on this girl timeline. And now you gonna sit there and push mush me? So she gets up and she goes to the kitchen. And there's like a sink dish rack, like a drying rack. And she grabs the first thing that her hand just so happened to touch, which was a knife. And she goes back towards Thomas and she swings at him. In her head, she was just like, I'm gonna be like, ah, like, nigga, back up. But that shit connected and she ends up stabbing Jalen in the neck. Jalen is freaking out like, oh my God, this nigga just stabbed me. He's grabbing his neck. He's trying to stop the bleeding, but ends up collapsing on the floor. And Caitlin is like, holy fuck. And she starts screaming out, help, help somebody, help somebody, help. And the neighbors come running. And they're like, what happened? What happened? They see Jalen on the floor just bleeding out from his neck. Caitlin's out in the hallway. So she starts screaming for help. She's covered in blood. So I can only assume, right, like, she's sitting there trying to help stop the bleeding, too. She's running into the hallway. Somebody, help. I didn't mean to do it. Please. I was just trying to scare him. Help. And the neighbors come and they call the police.
The police arrive just before 10 p.m. and Detective Michael J. Crescatelli and Brooke Harford also respond to the scene. Now, when they get there, it's very clear what happened. We've got this girl that is here in the fetal position, rocking back and forth, covered in blood, screaming out, I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean to do it. I was just trying to scare him. I didn't mean to do it. I go into the apartment, which is open, and I see a man covered in blood. There is a clear wound to the left of his neck. And I see a bloody knife. Looks like I can piece this all together. Now, like we said, Caitlin was there and they had to gather her together. She was covered in blood, but she was arrested at the scene and she was taken down to the police station because they were like, ma'am, we need a formal statement. She's freaking out. And I know at this point, like, she knows in her mind, like, she knows he's dead. He died in my arms. I know he's dead. I'm about to get arrested. I'm going down to the police station right now. They've got me. Speaking of me barely skating by without being a murderess, I've also never gotten arrested. Can you believe that? I can't believe that.
I can't believe it.
I really can't. Like, I've never been booked. Thank goodness. Knock on wood. When she gets down to the police station, they say, ma'am, can you tell me what happened? And in her statement, she says that her and Jalen got into an argument. And the reason that they did is because she took his phone and she saw that he was all up on his ex's page, like Tazzy told you. She was like, I got really upset, but I didn't put my hands on him. I broke his phone. I threw it against the wall. And that's when he push-mushed me. She was like, so I went to the kitchen and I thought I got a spatula. They were like, you thought you got a spatula? She was like, yes. So you thought you had a spatula when you approached him? Yes, I thought I had a spatula. I was just going to take the spatula and like whack him with it. I wanted to scare him, but I wasn't trying to kill him. I didn't even know I had a knife in my hands. And they're like, you did not know you had a knife in your hands? And she's like, no. So they take her statement. They give her clean clothes. They take her picture. And on April 17th, 2020, Jalen's body was being autopsied by the Montgomery County Coroner's Office. Dr. Ian Hood performed the autopsy and told us what we already knew, that Jalen was a, by all means, healthy man. And his death was a stab wound to the left side of his neck. And the manner was a homicide. Jalen's mom, Jalen's grandma, his brothers, people that knew him, they could not believe that this happened. Like the autopsy says, he was a happy, healthy young man with a life ahead of him. Him dying, it doesn't make sense in their minds because they expected him to still have a life, you know? And his grandmother put together a GoFundMe and they raised over $6,000. To offset the funeral costs because, you know, funerals are expensive. When you're not expecting your 24-year-old to die, you're probably not set up with his funeral, you know, his afterlife arrangements. You're not because you're not expecting it. Now, I could not find an official date for his funeral. I saw on his online obituary where his family and friends wrote about him, that they said it would be his funeral would be at a later date. I'm sure that they've had it and it just hasn't been updated, but I'm sure it was small and I'm sure it was private. And I'm sure it was lovely. Let me ask you this. What is getting in the way of you having a good night's sleep? Is it the fact that you're laying in bed and doom scrolling for hours before you close your eyes? Is it that you started a bedtime routine and you only did it once and you never did it again? Is it your mind racing, thinking about all the things that you need to do tomorrow instead of letting you sleep? It seems like so many things don't want us to sleep. But guess what? Hatch does. Hatch helps you choose sleep and helps you have a creative bedtime routine that makes you feel better at night. And when you're better at night, you feel more energized in the morning. A million things don't want you to sleep, but Hatch does. I have been using Hatch to fall asleep, and it has just eased me into my night and helped me have a refreshing morning each and every night and morning. And right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of a Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/sisters. That's hatch.co/sisters to get 20% off and free shipping. hatch.co/sisters. Here it is, the first of the month, and we're looking at our bank account and saying, how? Well, what you probably haven't realized is that you're still paying for subscriptions that you are not using. I was on the phone with my friend the other day, and she was telling me how she has been paying for a subscription that she hasn't used in like 2 whole years. Do you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Yeah, it's wild, but no worries because Rocket Money can help you find those subscriptions. So if you're wondering why your money is just flying out of your bank account, why don't you give Rocket Money a try? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I love that it has a dashboard on the app and I can compare my months of spending. So I'm like, okay, I'm doing a little bit better this month. Ooh, I've saved money in some places. And that's always really good, especially when I'm trying to get my head in the game, in the money game. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sisters. That's rocketmoney.com/sisters. It's rocketmoney.com/sisters.
Caitlin, she officially gets charged with first degree and third degree murder. She has a preliminary hearing, and at this time it was still in person, which is a weird peak COVID. April's like,
I still think, you know, it was after that 2 weeks and it was in court was still essential. So I get it. But everybody was there in person.
I feel like they immediately had made the switch to like they were like doing discretionary arrest. You know, if it wasn't a violent crime, you just got a citation and you had to reappear. But everybody, face masks, temperature checks, social distance in the courtroom, which was, they would say 6 feet and people would be standing 2 feet apart from each other. It'd be the worst when you'd be trying to social distance, like you'd be in a line and you'd be trying to social distance and then somebody behind you comes right up on you. Like, if you see the face that I'm giving this person, what makes you think I want you here?
Right.
On me.
And you know what? This has nothing to do with the story, but you know who's the worst at just like personal space?
Who?
White men. Even
that's
like
it.
I was talking to this like 18-year-old kid, and you know, cis, straight, white guy, fine by all intents and purposes. But we were having a conversation and I kept taking a step back, and every time he had a point, he would take a step forward, and I was like, I don't want to be in your face like this.
Now, at this preliminary hearing, she was charged and ordered to stand trial. The district court judge, Scott Palladino, said that there was sufficient evidence to move her charges along, and she sat in jail until her next court date. Wasn't even given a bail. Police officer Pete Yambrick testified at this hearing, and he said, quote, I observed a hysterical female in the hallway, and she was covered in blood. I found Jalen laying in a pool of his own blood, and I could not find a pulse. He had a laceration to the left side of his neck. A detective, Brooke Hartfield, testified that she interviewed Caitlin after the fact and learned that she had been dating Jalen for about a year and they started living together 6 months ago. And Caitlin explained to Detective Brooke that they were arguing and she mistakenly grabbed a knife and just ended up stabbing Jalen in the neck. District Court Judge Scott Palladino said that there was sufficient evidence to move all her charges to trial. And she was charged and ordered to stand trial. So she remained in jail until her next court date and was not given a bail. Caitlin's lawyer, Carrie Allman, asked the judge to dismiss the first-degree and third-degree murder charges because the prosecutor didn't present sufficient evidence of, quote, a specific intent to kill. She said what has been established in this case is an argument, not a fully informed intent. The ADA, Kelly McGinnis, argued that the specific intent to kill can be, quote, inferred by the use of a deadly weapon on a vital part of the body. There was adequate time to go to the kitchen, get a knife, aim it at a vital part of the body, boom, intent to kill. As they're getting ready and prepping, you know, for a trial, she has a consultation session with her lawyer. And basically the lawyer is like, listen, the DA is willing to give you a plea. If you plead to voluntary manslaughter and possession of an instrument of a crime, you'll get less prison time than you would if you're charged on first and third degree murder. She was like, in this plea, those first and third degree murder charges will be dropped. You only have voluntary manslaughter. Let's talk about it. And Caitlin was like, yeah, let's go to plea, please.
Now, voluntary manslaughter only carries a 6 to 12 year jail sentence. And, you know, if this murder, which her lawyer is claiming and which Caitlin is claiming, is not done with ill intent, then it falls under voluntary manslaughter. They said that, you know, she didn't mean to kill him. She was just acting under a sudden and intense passion during an argument. Her lawyer also said, you know, this is COVID. Everybody was on lockdown. They had to be with each other. It was mandated by the state. So maybe she acted in a way that she normally doesn't do because she was under such intense circumstances. So once she decided that she was going to plead guilty, everybody, at least on the law side, seemed to say, okay, you know, the ADA said by pleading voluntary manslaughter that she's admitting that she killed him while under an intense passion resulting from an argument that she that had just occurred a moment before. So they're like, OK, she's taking responsibility for the death. But if you also read the news articles, you can tell that his family is in the courtroom. They're social distance. There's like police officers saying, please don't touch. So everybody is just crying. And they have if they want to hug each other, they have to go outside, which is wild because they're enforcing these COVID rules. I know y'all are feeling, but y'all can't touch. Y'all need to go outside if y'all gonna do that.
Right. It was such a weird time.
I have to sit here and watch the hearings because it didn't go to trial, but these consistent hearings. And I have to sit by myself and cry alone. And I can't touch. I can't even imagine, like, double the pain. And now it's time for her to be sentenced. The judge handed down his ruling, Judge William R. Carpenter. And he said that she would be sentenced to 6 to 12 years.
It's given light work.
It's given light work. It's given light work. Because honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think that she meant to kill this man.
Me neither.
I definitely think that she meant to grab a knife. But I think her ass.
I think she was trying to scare him. Like, back up, nigga.
And you got to stop doing that. And I think that was like not the best choice at all.
Choosing weapons to prove a point, and the point gonna be proven to you.
And you know, when Jalen's murder happened, he was the second person to be murdered that week in Montgomery County. And the one before that was also a domestic violence dispute. It just shows, like, during COVID, the rise in domestic violence skyrocketed. And that was what a lot of people were scared about. People are now stuck and on a mandatory lockdown with their abusers. Kids, when they're not going to, they weren't going to school, they were stuck in a home where they were either with their abuser or maybe they were in a loving home that didn't have any food. And their only time that they usually got food was at school.
It made life a lot rougher. Everybody in the discussion group is talking about this show on Netflix called Unlocked. And basically it's like in a single pod in a jailhouse. They've unlocked all the doors. They've got like 24-hour freedom. They can be in their room. They can be in the common area. They can step outside. And they have to, there's no deputy. They just govern themselves as a pod. But like, they get more privileges the better they do. And if they fuck up, they risk losing privileges. So they really have to learn how to function as a community for the greater good of everybody, right?
But it makes me feel like people want to push jail on people, but look how we freaked out just being confined to our houses. You know what I mean?
Right.
And these people are confined in a room and people say, oh, that's what they deserve. It took everybody's mental to another level. And when they had that freedom, they did better. They learned. A lot of them, like, improved their communication styles or, like, reflected on themselves on how they fucked up. It was tremendous changes. But, like, we can see lockdown the same way it made people drive crazy in there and it didn't benefit many people. It don't benefit in there. And it was just crazy to see that correlation, and it's still people, you know, you still don't see reforms in jails or, like, making better prison conditions. We couldn't even stand it out here.
I think most people today do not know how to have a conversation.
Oh, that's for damn sure.
Because everybody knows how to say it on Twitter. They know how to make a YouTube video, but they don't know how to sit you in your face and have a conversation. Being stuck with somebody where you're supposed to have a conversation and you don't know how, neither one of y'all do, it's anger, it's confusion, and it's violence.
I think that's a good point, but then you even couple it with generational issues of communications, mm-hmm. you know, especially in Black families, you know, because you just think about the evolution of it, like coming from slavery, don't say nothing. Keep your head down, yes sir, no sir. Then you get that freedom, but then the parents, you know, hold that same, kids are meant to be seen, not heard. And then you grow up not being able to communicate and express that. And then, you know, it evolves a little bit more, but it's just like, at no point were we learning healthy communication techniques. It's either oversharing or undersharing.
Or if we're mad, we don't. Growing up, if my mom and I were upset with each other, it would be straight up silent treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just us two. And it was like, mm-hmm. we could go weeks. I'd get up, go to school, everything would be fine. It'd be silent at the house. And that's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, that's what the punishment was for her. And when you don't know better, you don't do better. I don't know. I don't fucking know what she did.
Mm-hmm. Even like a kid can have a valid point, but don't talk to me like that. I'm your parent, or you know what I mean? And just teaching people either their opinions don't matter or triggering them to make their opinions matter. Like this all, it affects the way we argue. So then like with your mom doing that, somebody ignoring you puts you on a whole nother level. You know what I mean? Or somebody dismissing you puts you on a whole nother level. And they might be like, oh, you're tripping. It's not that big of a deal. All I did was walk away. But it's like, you don't know what that does to me.
Yeah, they said that the domestic violence hotline had the most calls than it had ever had in its 30 years.
Mm.
And it wasn't just on American soil. They said in Africa and Asia and Europe, DV cases were through the roof, and it was because everybody was stuck with each other. And you're used to just being able to escape in your phone, but you can only do that for so long.
Right.
That's the story of Caitlin Maraz.
Spring has sprung, and summer is just around the corner. So now I'm sure you're packing your bags with sunscreen, your emotional support water bottle, and maybe a steamy beach read. But wait. This year, there is a new type of essential that is right at your fingertips, Dipsy Storytelling. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, spicy audio stories. From enemies to lovers, chance encounters, a slow burn, or friends become a little bit more than friends. Whatever is your favorite romantic trope, Dipsy has a spicy audio story just for you. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore on the Dipsy storytelling app. For listeners of our show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/sisters. That's 30 days full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/sisters. dipsystories.com/sisters, and enjoy your me time. All right, y'all, it's time for...
Well, I'm not black. I'm OJ.
I didn't do it, but if I did, this is how I get away with it. I didn't do it, but if I did, put the knives down. Knives are so dangerous. Knives are so dangerous. They are so dangerous. Put the knives down. I don't think people get how dangerous knives are. If they can slice your meat, they can slice you. You won't know when a knife gets a good, like, shing on an onion, and you're like, ooh. It does that to you or to the person that you're putting the knife up against.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you got good knives.
You know?
I did not do it, but if I did, I probably would have, like, if you felt like you need to get your aggression out like that, just throw something else or something. Hit him with your hands if you have to.
Yeah, just slap that nigga or something. We don't promote domestic violence as Sisters Who Kill, but don't go for a weapon.
Right.
You already broke the phone.
You already broke the phone, but then she
I think I would have left it at broke the phone.
It's because she got push mushed. That's why she didn't leave it. But then you went from getting...
I would start flipping shit. Just flip the couch over.
That's what I'm saying. Just throw shit. Throw a fit.
I would just start throwing shit. He push mushed you. I would have called 911 right there. Oh, you mm-hmm. want to fucking play? Oh, you want to fucking play? You better ask
that
somebody.
That shit hurt, nigga.
You better ask somebody. I know people with mug shots. Oh, you want to play? 911, come get him.
Her little photo is just so pitiful. It's pitiful.
And I called her mama. Your daughter in jail. Parole or no parole? I feel like people have learned a lot about me this episode. Woo, I have overshared.
Got a little too comfortable.
They go.
Caitlin's young, so I think she has time to, you know, really work on herself, maybe solidify some certificates for herself. Because when she gets out, she's going to have a life to live. She was, 23 when she got in? She probably got a year time served or some shit. But you'll be like in your 30s. You could have a child if you really wanted to.
Yeah. Do you think if you were her, would you change your name when you got out?
Because it's going to be on her record or what? Or just for the publicness of it?
For the publicness of it.
I don't know if I change my name. I probably change my city first.
No way. I Google her name right now and I can find it in Georgia. Because you know how it is when you try to, like, date. And she's going to try and find a husband one day, maybe. I don't know. And
yeah.
She's going to date and they're going to Google you.
They are. This is a Google generation. It's scary how much information people can find out about you by Googling you.
Yep. I was rewatching Girlfriends and they were like, we met somebody on the internet. And they were like, ooh, you guys are desperate. But I'm like, now if you're not meeting any, how are you going to meet people on the internet?
Right. Especially with all these work from home jobs and stuff. Like, She definitely, I think she should probably do at least 8. And then we can consider the parole. If you put the work in.
Yeah. I agree. Okay, let's read some reviews and get out of here. Please leave us a review only if you have something nice to say. If you don't, like, send me an email. I still may read it on the show. It just won't be public unless you're just mean like that.
I need a transcription on Apple.
Oh my goodness. I have the best. I'm ready, okay?
Okay, you go first.
no stars. I am sick and tired. Let me tell you what this person has to say. They did put 5 stars, but the title is no stars. I am sick and tired of y'all saying, talk to us, we talk back. No, you don't. This is my 3rd review. So now I had to pretend to give 0 stars to get some damn attention. I went to your live show for my birthday and I loved everything about it. Why, thank you. Y'all are superior and my twins love hearing the stories from GA. We live off old Nat. So when you told the story about the crash on Camp Creek, they were so excited that they knew the area, LOL. So I hope my little tantrum taught y'all a lesson. Y'all only got 4 or 5 more times to ignore me. Then it'll be 4 stars out the gate. Nothing but love from me and my babies. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was funny. That was funny. Yeah. That definitely made my morning. You got it, girl. You got it. You get it. Shout out to you and your babies. Tell them twins we said hey. Right.
Hey. Best podcast. I'm a 55-year-old white woman who absolutely loves this podcast. P.S. I love the special effects y'all add.
Why, thank you, darling. Oh, I appreciate it so much.
I was trying to swipe past the ones that mentioned me. It felt weird.
Oh, darlings. Okay, please follow us everywhere. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on TikTok. You can follow us everywhere. Sisters Who Kill, S-I-S-T-A-S. Sisters Who Kill Pod. Sisters Who Kill Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook. There's a public one. And then you have to answer some questions. You get into this very exclusive group, darling. It's so exclusive. It's so cool. Everybody talks about crime. We talk about what's happening. We talk about TV. We talk about everything. Sisters Who Kill podcast private discussion group. You've got to be an elite employee to get in there, okay? Email us if you have any questions or ad space or anything like that. Sisters Who Kill podcast at gmail.com. Shop our merch. I think I went from like country to British and now I'm like in Australia.
Listen, I haven't even kept track. I haven't even kept track because when I chuckled, it wasn't even that you were doing the accent. It was that you said elite employee.
They all, if you're on the discussion group, you're now my elite employee. But no, if you want to email us about merch or anything like that, or not merch, don't email me about merch unless you really need to. I will point you in the right direction if you really need to. That's Sisters Who Kill podcast at gmail.com. I don't think I have anything else. Do you have anything else? Oh, we're going to CrimeCon at the end of May. Get your ticket. See us at CrimeCon. We'll be talking about the lack of diversity in the true crime space. Really excited about having that conversation. Anything else, friend?
Talk to us, we talk back.
Bye.
Bye.